Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lucy Newton and she's got great things to tell us about. Good morning to you, Lucy.
Good morning.
Lucy, a traditional kind of event's coming up just really soon. So what is that? Where is it? When is it?
Okay, it's our auxiliary soup and salad luncheon and it's on a Wednesday, April 24th. And we're serving from 11 until 1.
And it is where?
And it is at the Catholic Parish Center.
Okay, folks, some folks should know all of this because they've been coming for a lot of years. Do you know how many years you've been doing this?
Oh, this is actually the 33rd year for this.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed that many. And we used to call it Secretary's Day, but now it's more Administrative Day. And, of course, it's open to anybody.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to be an executive. You don't have to be a secretary. You don't have to be any of that. Just come and enjoy. So, and one of the things, when I say enjoy, it's because of all the good food. So what can we expect?
Okay, we've got all kinds of food here. We got salads of all kinds, strawberry pretzel, pasta, potato salad, vegetable, fresh fruit, meat salads, relishes, deviled eggs, and bars.
Okay, two things that just jump out at me. First, deviled eggs. People just go nuts over deviled eggs.
Oh, they're a favorite everywhere.
Yes, they are. And the other one that you specifically mentioned out of all the salads is the strawberry pretzel.
And I increased those.
Yes, because people love that. It's kind of a cross between the strawberries are really good for you and that crunch of the pretzels. Anyhow, if you haven't had that, man, this is the time to try it. So, Lucy, you know, it's great time. The other thing that I always enjoy is you get to see people that you maybe don't see very often and get to visit.
Oh, it's a great day. We do, and we don't rush you if you want to sit and visit with your friend for a while. Hey, you're welcome. We enjoy it very much, serving you. And we hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
Good. Now, we're talking about the Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary. How many members are there, Lucy?
Okay, there right now we have 110 active and 118 inactive members.
So what's the difference? Active, I mean, those words tell us something, but kind of explain that a little more.
Okay, if you're active, you can work from one day a month to 7, 8 days, whatever. And the inactive ones, they support us with their $5 dues. And so if anyone would like to join, why, we sure would welcome them.
And usually when, you know, you can join any time, but you have a couple occasions, I think, when you really promote that.
Yes. One is the fair, at fair time, because that is, I always did that before I really got active as a retired age. And I would pay it at the fair because I could always remember it then.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, the first of the year, you can, you know, anywhere from the state or from the fair to the first of the year.
Okay. Yeah, I think at County Fair, just walk by. You have a booth there with all kinds of little things to look at and maybe tempt you. But have your $5 ready, and it's as simple as that. It's kind of unbelievable, Lucy, when you think about what you spend $5 on.
It is.
Yeah.
And you really, you don't go anywhere and join for $5 anymore.
No. So what does our $5 or our ticket for this meal go to? Where does that money go from the auxiliary?
Okay. The auxiliary has purchased for the 31,576 worth of equipment. And this can be, we purchased a blanket warmer at one time. We recently have just purchased all new tables for all of the rooms upstairs. And just a number of things. If they need something, they give us a priority list, and we work from that.
Okay, and I know you have contributed to some of those big pieces of equipment as well as, but it's nice, you know, Lucy, that the hospital has somebody to turn to for those things that maybe aren't as noticeable, like the tables in the rooms. Mm-hmm. You know, who thinks about those unless the wheel doesn't work? We just expect it to be there and, you know, usable. So lots of good things that you do with this money. Now, in addition to fundraisers, the auxiliary does much important work.
Yes, we do. We have volunteers for telecare, and this is where they phone these people in the mornings and just visit with them to make sure everything is going okay with them. And, you know, that's sometimes the only contact that they have.
So it's really assuring for the folks who's getting the call, the people. But I think also if they have relatives that maybe live away or, you know, what a blessing to have somebody doing that calling every day to make sure there's an answer on that phone.
Oh, it is. And it's refreshing for us also. Also, we have telecare and help with outpatients. And we have the information desk is very important now because, as several of us know, with all the remodeling, some of the rooms are rather hard to find.
Absolutely.
So that is our job to help you. So it's a fun thing rather than confusing.
Well, sometimes you get to visit with folks and they're maybe out of town or, you know, mm-hmm. some other reason you have a fun visit with folks that are visiting the hospital. Now, and you also, some of your members get to work with children.
They do. And that is in the fall. And they have the school kids come in and they take them through the surgery room and they show them and explain to them what it's all about. And then afterwards, they get ice cream. And so it's a very good experience for all those young children.
And I'm guessing the auxiliary members get some really interesting questions. Probably could write a book or do one of those TV programs, you know, where kids really said this. And, you know, something else, and I know you have some more things on your list, but I always think about the gift shop because your buyers do a wonderful job.
Oh, they do. I can't say enough for them because I have heard so many good comments when people come in, and sometimes they just come in and look around and they'll say, oh, what nice stuff you have. And then they might stop and buy it.
Yes.
So, it's Julie McNeese and Sandra Jensen, and they do a superb job.
I often go shop there for Christmas presents.
It's, you know,
there's something you can't find somewhere else. You know,
and I am guilty of when I work, you know, it's easy to pick up something. So,
okay, what else has there? Are there some other things we've missed on the list there?
I know
our
library
one.
Service.
Yes, really important.
And that is done on a regular basis now, too. And they take library books around to the care facilities and then to preschools. And so if you know somebody that would like to have this service, just give the hospital a call for the auxiliary, and we'll get you set up.
Okay. Yeah, just they bring the books, and then later they come back, mm-hmm. bring some more, take those back. And that's quite a job. I've seen them loading up. I mean, it's a van full of books, so that's mm-hmm. a great service.
Yes.
Anything else we should mention in terms of service, Lucy?
Maybe the walker bags.
Oh, yes, the walker bags.
Ramona Camp has been making most of those, and they fit really nice on your walkers so that you can have a place to put things when you're using them. You can get those there at the hospital, at the medical center. And when you get your medicine, just ask for one in there or one at the desk. Somebody will find one for you.
What's the fee?
Oh, you know, there's no fee for this at all. It's part of our service. You know, we're volunteers, and so that's one of our things that we do that it don't cost you a penny.
Okay, and I just have to mention, because, Lucy, you have your badge on, and I see on there you have 7,200 hours that you've volunteered. Are you the most?
No, I am not. Evelyn Rechtenbaugh is the highest, and she has over 11,000, I think it is. She does she crochets a lot of the baby caps.
Okay.
She has a lot of hours.
Okay. So let's remind folks where they need to come get lunch.
Okay. Come to the Catholic Parish Center Wednesday, April 24th from 11 to 1.
All right. And the cost is?
And the cost is $6.
All right.
And if you don't have a ticket, Just come and you can pay at the door.
Okay, great. We want to thank you very much, Lucy Newton, for visiting with us and for all the work that you and the auxiliary members do. So here's kind of a fun thing to think about. It's not called gossip anymore. It's called the speedy transmission of near factual information.